This is Sid Souter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 83. We started things off this week with the Jealous Girlfriends with the song I Quit off their self-titled album. That comes out April 22nd on Good Fences, though I think an earlier version exists somewhere that the band self-released. Band out of Brooklyn there. I know they're on tour now, or at least they were. They stopped in about a week ago or something with Tapes and Tapes, I believe. I didn't catch the show, but I do like that album. I have got a long show for you, so there won't be much dillying or dallying this week. Let's continue on with Dean and Britta.
The time that goes by and the world turns around. Life is a whirlwind, and that's what I like. Never the day, it's always the night. I'm never alone, dear. I'm always about. Hardy, I miss you now. Baby, I miss you. I'm here and I'm there. If you ever find that you've fallen behind, please keep me in mind, sweetheart. If your love is true, then my money's on you, and you'll know what to do, sweetheart. Summer was high when you caught my eye, though I was pledged to another. The feeling was strong when you came along. Now, Lord, only knows how I suffer. Oh, if you change your mind, leave that old love behind. Just keep me in mind, sweetheart. Please keep me in mind, sweetheart.
through parks and London, course of Newport, Kentucky, New Orleans. We shared a million laughs, it seems. I slept with her so many nights. We moved together heavenly, so close the North Pacific slept. You two once beside me. She moved away to Williamsburg. Her eyes sad as a raven. My thoughts were part. My throat was swollen when her name is spoken. And looking past the cold, long sea, I cannot bear to wander now. If the cascade supplies are glowing for us in Morristown, are glowing for us in Morristown.
Isn't the Too Much Rock podcast just crazy? I mean, last week I was rocking your socks off, and this week it's mellow. That track there was called Morristown. That's by Sun Kil Moon off the new album April. That came out April 1st of this year on Caldo Verde Records, which is Mark Kozelek's label. And whether it's Mark solo or as part of Sun Kil Moon, it's pretty much him. And that album is good. Morristown is one that you may have heard recorded live on his album that came out, I think Little Drummer Boy, I think it was called, sometime last year. Now it's seen the studio treatment, and it's quite nice. And the whole album is, it's very much a Mark Kozelek album. You can't really go wrong there. Before that, we had Keep Me In My Mind, Sweetheart by Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegan. What an odd duo there, but the first album works. I decided to do it again. The new album is called Sunday at Devil Dirt. It comes out May 5th on V2 Records, so keep an ear out for that one. The album, it's got moments, but just like the first one, my favorite songs are the covers. Or in this case, the one that I liked best was actually Edgar Allan Poe's Raven set to music. I didn't play that one because it wasn't terribly indicative of the rest of the album, but Keep Me In Mind, Sweetheart is a good tune and gives you an idea about what you can find on that album. We started things off in that set with Dean and Bretta with the song Me and My Babies. That's off their album Back Numbers that came out back in February on Zoe Records. They toured with that album, though I missed that show. I forget, something else was going on that night, or aliens abducted me or something, but I would have liked to have seen that. The album is very good. Repeat listens galore from my end. Pick that one up. As I said, I got lots of music and not a lot of time, but let's go ahead and jump into something then. This is The Long Blondes with the song Guilt.
You know what it's like. This happens to everyone once or twice.
Driving off in a taxi, leaning out the window and shouting your number back at me. I got away by the skin of my teeth that time. And you were telling me, you were dancing close to me, and you were telling me you had an idea. But don't say I shouldn't worry till the morning.
Yeah.
See, I told you something would rock your socks off this week. That was the Apes with the song Dr. Watcher. That's on their new album Ghost Games, came out in February on Gypsy Eyes Records, a Washington, D.C. band there. And I think that's their third lead singer, so they kind of run through them quick. Kind of like Van Halen, I guess. So maybe David Lee Roth knows where he's going next. It certainly wasn't a satellite radio, was it? Before that, we played the Battle Royale with the song Custom Clothes. This is off their new album, Wake Up Thunder Babe. Came out on a little label called Afternoon Records January of this year, a Minneapolis band, and I really, really like them. I don't know how I came across them, somewhere in the blogosphere, I guess, but so very good. And the album has some dark wave elements, some twee elements, that song there, very much like the rest of the album. My favorite one, though, I think it was called Scream Scream. Very much a Tilly in the Walls sort of thing. A little more twee. I liked it a little bit better. But again, I figured I'd share something that sounded like the rest of the album so you know what to look for. And I do suggest looking for that one. Started the set off with the Long Blondes with the song Guilt off their new album Couples. That came out April 8th on Rough Trade Records. That band is from Sheffield. And I played something from them a few weeks ago from their first album, and I really like that first album. This one I had to listen to a lot before I got into it, but once I did, there are a couple songs on there that are really tops, and that's one of them. That was Guilt. I want to remind you how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I share it with you. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever, but we get through it together. Generally, I make good decisions, and so we're all happy. Sometimes my musical tastes vary a bit, and you get to explore those with me as well. So repeat listeners to the program know that usually comes to the last song, and we are at that time. I want to remind you that this has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 83. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock Podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock Podcast website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to finish things off this week with Genesis. Yes, Genesis. My cousin sent me a gift for my birthday of a bunch of music recorded in 1972, the year I was born, and one of the tracks on there was a Genesis song that I really loved, and it's been so long since I listened to that album that I went out and I bought the CD. Well, actually, I clicked over and bought the CD and was listening to it nonstop, and boy, I really do enjoy this song. So here it is. We're going to end things off this way. This is Genesis with the song Can Utility and the Coastliners off their 1972 album Foxtrot. And thank you very much for listening.
The scattered pages of a book by the sea, held by the sand, washed by the waves. A shadow falls, cast by a cloud, skimming by, as eyes of the past, but the rising tide absorbs them, effortlessly claiming. They told of one who tired of all, singing praise him, praise him. We heed not flatterers, he cried, by our command. Waters retreat, show my power. Halt at my feet, but the cause was lost. Now cold winds blow. Far from the north, overcast, ranks of bombs. The storm, accusing with rage and scorn. The waves surround the sinking throne, singing, crown him, crown him. Those who love our majesty show themselves all bent
But he forced a smile, even though his hopes they dashed where offerings fell.